Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Absolutely vital transmission that we just kicked off. It is Thursday, the 13th day of January, 2011. Art Dice is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour. He was a big part of the Decoded on the History Channel, a very highly rated show, dealing with the Statue of Liberty and the Illuminati. The Statue of Liberty, of course, does represent Lucifer. And by the end of the show, they admit that, but say it's the good Lucifer. And because I am in an upcoming Bohemian Grove episode, airing, what, the 27th of this month, I can now reveal a little bit more about the show today. I've been asked to not talk about it till it airs, but I can talk about some of it. We did go back to Bohemian Grove, and the folks got arrested. I escaped, but I'm going to leave it at that. Mark Dice is joining us coming up in the third hour today. I was not about to go to jail, and I, quite frankly, really hadn't even infiltrated the Grove. That was all part of the bizarre spin of it, is that we were, well, I'm not going to talk about it. It's all in the upcoming show. I'll talk about a little bit of it coming up in the third hour, and now Brad Metzler, this best-selling author and the host of the show, gave an NPR interview, a New York Daily News interview, and admitted that he secretly has done work for the government. Big surprise. The crew was nice when I was out there with them, but Aaron's going, why are these people wearing CIA hats and CIA jackets? And I said, well, don't worry, Aaron. The real CIA wouldn't be wearing all of this stuff in plain view unless they were hiding in plain view. But I'll get into Mark Dice's take on all of this. I think it's a good show, very well produced, very slick, very interesting. We'll talk to Mark Dice about that coming up in the third hour today. And we'll open the phones up on that subject. Obviously, in the first 2 hours, we're going to get into the economic news. Jobless claims jump. Wholesale food costs surge. Wholesale food prices were going up 2 years ago at the wholesale level. They accelerated in the last year, as one of our sponsors told you on air about how his wholesale prices were really going up, but that he was holding prices. And now it started to really hit store shelves, and it's all part of inflation. When you read these news articles in the mainstream media, they never tell you why it's happening. They always claim a drought here, a fire there. Those are all small contributors. And overall, they add to the sum. But the biggest part of the equation is dollar and currency devaluation. We're going to be going over that. More on Obama administration developing Internet ID program, exactly what that's going to mean for society. Big pushback against government death care, government takeover, eugenics care of health care. Wyoming bill would make it illegal to enforce Obamacare. So we're going to be breaking that down as well today. But obviously, when we come back from break, I'm going to be getting into the political prostitution going on, the political tragedy vulture behavior, the psychic vampires feeding at the bloody well, the psychic wound that is Tucson, Arizona, and how this all came right at the right time, and the 14,000 T-shirts handed out to everyone in the sports stadium, the population under peer pressure, donning of the shirts, the new political slogan for 2012 election, you'll be assured, kicked off at the shooting. Together we thrive. Yes, the collectivist. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Thursday, the 13th day of January 2011. Bart Dice, one of the guests appearing on the program Decoded on History Channel, will be joining us to break down that program and his view of it and what's happening in our society as people discover more and more that we have a world government run by private corporations attempting to expand their power and control. He'll be joining us in the third hour today. I want to open the phones up specifically, and we don't screen your calls. And normally it's a free-for-all, but sometimes I say, maybe once a week or so, I want to hear from listeners specifically on an issue. And I watched the speech that Obama gave. I watched the head of the university speak. I watched the throng of thousands and thousands of people cheering and celebrating and smiling like they were at a football game, like they were at a bonfire cookout or something. And I watched the vitriol of the head of the university smiling. He seemed really happy. I witnessed the professionally made 14,000 T-shirts. that were reportedly made in 2 days. They announced just on Tuesday that they would have this particular memorial service, that President Obama was going to be coming in. And we now have seen the rollout of the slogan. It's being beta tested now, the new slogan for the next presidential election that kicks off in only about 6 months officially. We're going into the 2012 election right now. We're now in 2011, going into the 2012 election. And we now know together we thrive. It's all about togetherness in the corporate New World Order collectivist Borg hive. There was the message of togetherness. You can feel good. Michelle can hold the hand of the distraught astronaut husband, and she can cry like Oprah in front of everyone. It's the only way Obama can get you to tune into his press conference. Only way he can get you to pay attention to him. Only way he can hopefully boost his approval ratings is by being our daddy, being our savior, being our comforter during a domestic terror attack. As his White House advisor said over and over again in the last year, as we built towards this. And whether this was a staged mind control shooting, which the evidence all points toward, and which we know that there are government programs to carry out, or whether he was just a drugged out, paranoid schizophrenic who they went to his house at least 3 times. There's sealed sheriff's department reports about him. Turns out they knew all about the death threats and did nothing. So instead of blaming themselves for not doing their duty, they're blaming the general public. They're blaming free speech. They're blaming the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. So they're blaming everything that makes this country so special. They're blaming the First and Second Amendment. That's what they're going after in this equation. And we see this over and over and over again, that every chance the establishment gets, every time they get any type of opportunity, the system comes after our liberties. And so there was a dual message within the overall message of, by coming together, we strive. By unifying, we strive. Together, we have prosperity. That's the message. That's the slogan. In fact, I'll put the image of the T-shirts that were draped over every chair, 14,000 T-shirts draped over for those that attended to put on their uniform of togetherness. But that means togetherness under the banner of the establishment. Together we thrive. Together we strive. These are the things that they said in the speeches. It was all choreographed, all scripted. Together we thrive. Bringing America together. And then what was said in the speech? We can do better. We can be better. We're bad. We've done something wrong. We need to repent. And any good lie, any good beguiling or seduction has elements of truth in it. Everybody deep down knows we should repent as a nation for the illegal wars, the torture, the abortion, the corruption, the laziness of the public, the corruption of the government. Everybody deep down knows we're going in the wrong direction and need to get our act cleaned up. But when they come out and say, together we thrive, they're saying, come together, unify under the Barack Hussein Obama agenda, and that then we will have prosperity. If we turn off our thinking caps, if we all put on the same uniform, if we all cry while Obama speaks and then cheer when the head of the university gets up there, like it's a rock concert or a football game, then we won't have to be scared anymore. Then our economy will come back. Then everything will be okay if we just let the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase administration that runs the leadership of both political parties and has an iron grip like no administration ever before on this current White House. They're telling us that if you just vote for hope and change, you won't have to pay your car payment. You won't have to pay for health care. You're going to get a job. We're 2 years into it. Did you get any of that? No, things got worse on every front, but they gave you fake government statistics like something out of the old Soviet Union, out of Pravda, to tell you that everything was fine, to tell you there was something wrong with you if you didn't like the state of the economy, the state of liberty and freedom in this country. If you don't like NAFTA and GATT that Al Gore told you was going to be a great deal on Larry King Live in 1994. If you don't buy his new lies about paying him carbon taxes so he can buy more $15 million homes on the beach that he says is going to be underwater in 3 years. If you don't totally give in to them, if you don't totally submit to everything they push, well, then you're not part of the togetherness where we can strive to work together, doing what we're told, so that together we will thrive. Together we thrive. I thought America was about individualistically, through liberty and through the power of true choice and real diversity, that we thrive. And that when we choose to work with others and be with others and agree with others, that's our choice. But they're saying no. Together we thrive by doing what we're told and not getting angry and not criticizing the death panels and not criticizing abortion and not criticizing torture and not criticizing 9-plus-year-old illegal wars and not criticizing the trillions missing from the Pentagon and not criticizing the Federal Reserve and the tens of trillions that are missing. Bloomberg reports over $28 trillion, and we haven't gotten a new number in over a year. 1 year in to the bailout of October 2008, it was 28 missing trillion. Now, a year plus forward, we just don't get numbers anymore. So the message is, sit down, shut up, don't criticize government, or you're going to cause mass shootings. And then that is a hoax, that is a lie, any way you slice it. If you believe this guy just organically acted, and believe all his neighbors and friends, he was smoking a powerful hallucinogen almost every day, sometimes multiple times a day, that is known for completely scrambling your brain and, quote, causing dissociative disorders, where you don't even know who you are. By the way, I did some research. It was used and tested in CIA mind control programs, along with a cocktail of other natural and artificially created pharmakia. So, you've got a guy running around threatening to kill people in class, threatening to kill his neighbors, threatening to kill other people, sending threatening letters to this congresswoman. You've got him obsessing on her, putting these letters inside his safe. You've got the guy pulled over, running a red light the day of the event, hours before. We've got all of this unfolding right now in front of everybody. And they don't care. From day one, from just a few hours in to this congresswoman being shot and wounded and the judge being killed, the little girl being killed, their perfect martyr, they were blaming talk radio and free speech. They were blaming Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, Sarah Palin, Ayn Rand. They were going down a list. David Icke. Anybody that's saying we're living in a false reality, anybody that's saying we're living in a tissue, in a full spectrum of lies, anybody saying audit the Federal Reserve, abolish the Federal Reserve, they blamed Ron Paul, they blamed Rand Paul, they went on and on and on. And then you see this spectacle of together we thrive. And then Obama, we've got to strive to come together so we can thrive. But that means come together under the paper tiger MSNBC, their top shows, 500,000 viewers. Total joke. Come together under CNN, top shows, 1 million viewers. And they get Oprah Winfrey on, they can't get more than 1 million. It's like tune into us, do what we say, let us set the agenda, or you want to kill little girls. Let us set the agenda, or you are a murderer. And they have all these articles about and all these quotes from Obama. I mean, you all saw it on the news, repeated over and over again, about our hopes and dreams are bound together. We collectively have done bad. We are bad. We've all got to stop being mean. We've got to stop arguing with each other, or it's going to cause more people to die. They're telling us collectively we killed that little girl. So we can have this guilt and say, I'm sorry, Obama. Go ahead and euthanize the old ladies with the death care. Go ahead and open the borders up. Go ahead and take my guns. Go ahead and keep the torture going. Go ahead and let the foreign banks rob us blind. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I think I'm going to try to do it today. I'll put it together where I'm going to shoot a narrative with the hundreds of different groups and people that have been blamed for what the deranged shooter out in Tucson did. And they blame the left. They blame the right. They blame gay people. Atheist, gun owners, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, everybody. when the truth is he was a guy who did dress up as the Grim Reaper, we now learn, that is Loeffner in the video, who was on hardcore psychotropics every single day. But there's been some new developments. I just heard it during the break. Limbaugh is reading from all the different mainstream news articles that are out there. And this is from his transcript of yesterday. Jared Loeffner's friend on GMA, he didn't listen to political radio. And then Limbaugh reads over the fact that his friends said that he was into the movie Zeitgeist, which I'm in the first Zeitgeist. And then people always get mad at me because they don't agree with Zeitgeist's political views. Zeitgeist did not ask me to be in their film. They retroactively, when they released it theatrically in Europe and on DVD, asked if they could use it. And I said, it's already out there with tens of millions seeing it. Yeah. We've had big arguments and debates because the guy that created it is an atheist. But that's a side issue. Now Limbaugh is blaming Zeitgeist for it. Also, Loose Change, and it gets worse. Loose Change that I'm a producer on, it gets worse. You have a trifecta here. I'm in Zeitgeist. I'm, of course, produced Loose Change, and a Scanner Darkly, 2006, with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, and I always have a name block with him. Who's the other big actor? Something Junior. He's an Iron Man, everything else. I met him. Hung out with him. Robert Downey Jr. I'm in this movie, and the movie is off a Philip K. Dick book about a corporation selling drugs that fries your brain so they can basically program you through the television set and the culture to be a mind control zombie for them. It was written back in the 70s. And it's kind of an analogy or a parable to be compared to how the government ships in heroin and cocaine to then set up a police state. Philip K. Dick, who wrote Blade Runner, and so many other, it was called Androids, who do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, but it was the movie title was Blade Runner. I guess Blade Runner's to blame now. And so Limbaugh, after falsely being blamed for the last 4 or 5 days for this shooting, he now turns around and blames the left. They could go around to his friends and family all day and find out that this guy was into all sorts of stuff. And, yes, it is true that 3 years ago he would be called what you'd call a leftist. But still, who he was 3 years ago is not who he is today. And that's not a conservative. That's not a libertarian. That's not a liberal. But a guy clearly whacked out of his mind, who told his friends he didn't know what reality he was part of. And so what Limbaugh's doing is playing into this blame game, and then Obama can come out and say, everybody cool, it's all of our faults. Let's stop arguing and being angry. Let's sit down and shut up. No, we need to be angry. We need to get focused. We need to get up off our couch potato positions and take our government back. Here's a quick clip of Limbaugh.
The shooter's favorite films, in addition to the documentary Zeitgeist and Loose Change, the movies Donnie Darko and A Scanner Darkly. Now, Zeitgeist is a 2007 documentary that asserts Jesus Christ is a myth, that 9/11 was orchestrated by the government, and that bankers manipulate the international monetary system and the media in order to consolidate power.
Who denies that?
So a conspiracy movie put together by deranged leftists, it turns out, appears to be, according to his best friend, the most influential media event of this young man's life. Loose Change is a series of films released between 2005 and 2009 which argue also that the 9/11 attacks were planned and conducted by elements within the U.S. government. So he's a truther. Or he bought into this notion that people like a couple of Hollywood lefties, I forget their names, have advanced the notion that Bush was behind all of this.
All right, that's enough. We'll be right back and comment on this and then take your phone calls. This is all playing into the censor's hands, what you're seeing happen right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that it doesn't matter which political party occupies the White House? They have both been captured by those who are working for world government and the destruction of our Constitution. They believe that governments formed in the 18th and 19th centuries based upon constitutional rights of the people are now obsolete and need to be changed. That change will be to communism, socialism, fascism, a form of government that takes away all our rights. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Show for PrisonPlanet.tv and radio listeners. We're going to go ahead and play the audio and the video of a scene that I was in with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, in a scanner, darkly, back in 2006, shot here in Austin, and supposedly showing someone in the near future, it's set in 2014, not allowed to be on a street corner bullhorning. If you do, a black van pulls up and guys jump out in black uniforms and taser you. And then drag you away. According to Limbaugh, as you just heard, movies like this are liberal. And it's causing this person to go shoot people. So Limbaugh is becoming everything he criticized in Bill Clinton in 95, blaming Limbaugh for the Oklahoma City bombing and others. Blaming currently Limbaugh and Sarah Palin and myself for what happened. It's just all made up. I mean, I'm sure this guy saw thousands of movies. And there's never any issue in the media about him taking an hallucinogen every day, about him being out of his mind, about him death-threatening people, and the sheriff and the police doing nothing. None of that is an issue. And all of this plays directly into the hands of Obama, who gets up there and says, everybody be cool. In fact, here's an Associated Press article covering it. There's also one out of the National Journal. Obama, our hopes and dreams are bound together. And it goes on, offering no easy explanations, but yearning to be have hatred and division put aside, President Obama offered a string of powerful memorial statements Wednesday for those killed and wounded at the get-together with U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords' husband. And he offered off-the-cuff, electrifying news. I mean, does anybody believe that this was offered off-the-cuff? That for a nation hoping for Gifford to pull through. So right up there, he broke away from the teleprompter. It's so amazing. He can talk on his own. And he offered off-the-cuff, electrifying news for a nation hoping for Gifford to pull through. Gabby opened her eyes for the first time today, Obama told the crowd, while his wife, Michelle, gripped the hand of Gifford's husband, NASA astronaut Mark Kelly. And it goes on to how he called for people to stop being so divided, so polarized, for us to come together, for us to not blame each other, both on the left and right. So Obama's got all of his surrogates running around saying it's Sarah Palin, saying it's Rush Limbaugh, Ron Paul, Alex Jones. The list goes on and on and on. And then this big fight erupts as the Republicans take the bait and say, he's not a conservative, he's a liberal, which is true. He was a liberal in 2007, 2008, 2009, and then he got into deviltry and trying to shock people and taking hardcore drugs almost every day, some days multiple times daily, and didn't know what reality he was in, according to all his friends, and hated all political parties and the news and everything else, and said he didn't believe this reality was real. And so that's the fault of a movie that's anti-drug, about how drugs can destroy your mind and how drugs could be used by the government to turn you into basically a subservient, mindless zombie like Prozac. That's to blame? No, there's 300 million people plus in this country, and it's no one to blame but that guy and his parents and his upbringing. So it's this collectivized view that we're all to blame for what he did, and now you notice the media blames everything. They blame Scanner Darkly. They blame Donnie Darko. They blame the left. They blame the right. And then we all play into it, looking at everything this guy was into, when every individual is into thousands of different things, and now ascribing blame, and then Obama comes right in at the crucial time and says, everybody stop it. This is ridiculous. We need to all come together and stop being negative and be positive. Well, if your leg's cut off, you can think positive all you want, but if you don't tie a tourniquet around it and stop the bleeding, it's a certainty you're going to die. You're going to bleed to death. But if you are positive and think, what did I read about a tourniquet? It needs to be placed up a little bit past midway on the hip to tie down those big arteries. I need to tie this as tight as I can to cut off the circulation so that it stems the bleeding so that a clot can be formed in the stump. Okay, I've done the tourniquet. Now I'm dizzy. I'm almost going into shock, but let me take off my shirt and tie it around the stump. Again, help form that clot. Is that negative? Your leg's been cut off. You're going to pass out in a matter of minutes if you don't get a tourniquet on there from shock. After you go into shock, you're going to die. Now, Obama would say, let's just be positive. Everybody seems to be agitated that the country's going into a cardiac arrest, that the foreign banks are looting the daylights out of us, that our liberties are being butchered, that citizens are being trained to spy on each other, that Homeland Security's main focus is gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, a secret police is being set up, torture's continuing. We know we're going in the opposite direction of liberty and freedom. Should we wake up? Should we get involved? Should we get informed? Should we speak out? Should we get angry? Should we shake the public out of their trance? That's happening. People are awakening. They're getting angry. They're getting focused. That's the first stage of awakening. Your car alarm goes off at 3 a.m. The first thing you do is go, oh, darn. Oh. You might say something else. What's going on? The dog starts barking. You stumble over towards the window. You open the window to see what happened, why your car alarm's going off. The first step is being angry, finding out what's wrong, and then fixing it. But they're telling you, no, 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 don't be angry. Don't be involved. Don't speak out to your neighbors. Just follow our agenda. They've already tried everything. Oh, you don't like government-run health care and death panels? You don't like black people. And you're like, what does that have to do with black people? Oh, I see, racist. Oh, you don't want to have the TSA put their hands down your pants? You must be for the terrorists. You must want airplanes to get blown up. Oh, you don't want the feds to have the power to shut down any family farm or ranch they want and to have unlimited power to push any amount of regulations they want, a blank check? You must not want the egg supply to be safe. You're like, what big agribusiness did that? And they lobbied to set up this Food Safety Act to shut down their competition. Oh, sure, conspiracy theorist. But see, now 80%+ awake to the Federal Reserve. In a matter of years, people have totally started to awaken. People are awakening to the New World Order, the global government. And here's Limbaugh saying, this crazy left-wing loon liked a movie made by deranged people. You can call them what you want, but they're not deranged. Very good filmmaker. Had a lot of skill. Now it's a deranged filmmaker that made Zeitgeist. Deranged. And the deranged person thinks big banks are manipulating the currency worldwide. Have you read the Wall Street Journal, Limbaugh? Have you read the Financial Times of London? It's admitted they're manipulating it. Congress has hearings about it. And Limbaugh, you're 60 years old. You're sharp. You're highly intelligent. You're not stupid. You know full well there's a new world order and a Federal Reserve. And we've done our job so good in the true libertarian, patriot, liberty movement that even though the Sean Hannitys and Limbaughs and others for decades, Limbaugh said the Federal Reserve isn't private. Anybody that talks about it is a kook. Anybody that talks about global government is a kook. Anybody that talks about the CFR that openly writes a book every month, a publication in book form, calling for world government, that we're kooks. Well, guess what? You know what it signifies when Glenn Beck is forced to talk about the CFR and the Rockefellers and sterilization and world government and new world order and private Federal Reserve and Goldman Sachs? It shows that we've won and the establishment is forced to cover it. The establishment is forced to admit that this stuff is real. And so Limbaugh's falling back on his 20-year-old shtick of saying, oh, you're a crazy lunatic if you think there's an international banking cartel that's manipulating currencies. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. And then coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get into the financial news at the start of the hour. Then I'm going to get into Glenn Beck. He can't have his cake and eat it, too. You really find out who they're most worried about on the controlled left and the controlled right, when the left, the right, all of them are grasping on the fact that he told a neighbor he liked loose change. The preeminent film on 9/11. It shows you what they're scared of. They in the establishment are so frightened, you're going to learn about false flag terror. And let's just for the sake of argument say 9/11 happened the way they said it happened. It's impossible. It's ridiculous. The official story's been proven to be a fraud. But let's just say it's all true. What about Gulf of Tonkin being staged? That's declassified. What about Operation Gladio being declassified? What about Operation Ajax? What about the Army Field Manual that WikiLeaks released that the Pentagon admits is real? Now, they want to arrest whoever released it. This is before Bradley Manning, where they teach Army captains in black ops and above how to stage terror attacks. False flag. Now, that's real, and our government has staged terror attacks. Of course they've staged them. Other governments do it. They see it cold-bloodedly as a tool they must use because it's so effective as a weapon system of propaganda. And it's the same situation when you have them seizing on tragedies, using it to then create a collectivist guilt for the American people to then sit down and shut up and do whatever the big collectivist government tells us to do through the collective guilt. While the Republicans blame it on the liberals, and the liberals blame it on the Republicans, Obama comes up there to the fore and plays the part of the big daddy right when everybody's seeing through the blame game. And he says, you know what? It's wrong to have a blame game. Together we thrive under my agenda. Let's lower the rhetoric. Let's not be upset. Let's settle down while the foreign banks rob you blind. We've almost got this world government completed. And if we can just get you to sit there and suck your thumbs long enough, it'll be too late for you because you'll be so bankrupt as a nation that we'll use poverty as a form of bondage over you, and then you'll be dependent on government no matter what you do, and we've got you checkmated. That's what he should have said. Instead, he said, oh, look at Michelle crying over here. And, of course, the father's obviously crying. His 9-year-old is dead. He's genuinely sad. And here's this politico-communist fake vampire, you know, the vampire, psychic vampire feeding off this psychic wound. And there she is. And it's all this big fake Oprah moment with the crying and the rest of it. And everybody's been given their pre-made T-shirt, a rush job on T-shirts, $6-7 a piece. But let's say they pulled political strings. They paid $3-4 for those professional color T-shirts. How'd they print up 14,000 plus in 2 days? How they get them delivered, how they get them draped over every one of the chairs. See, I mean, you walk into a completely scripted event, and it was a celebration. The students are celebrating. They've got their T-shirts. The head of the college is happy. These are tragedy mongers. These are tragedy vultures. These are psychic vampires. And they go up there and they play the part of the big daddy and they tell you who's bad and they tell you who's good and they tell you sit down and do what you're told. And we can all have this big collectivist sports stadium nighttime rally. Hitler loved having his nighttime rallies. They found it was much more effective with crowds. And they've got what they want. But the good news is polls show just in the last 5 days, an uptick in pro-Second Amendment views, a uptick in record gun sales across the board, including Democrat members of legislatures and Congress out grabbing guns. Oh, it's having the opposite effect. It's backfiring. You have failed. And so the establishment is trying to blame all politically active people. If you're politically active, if you're informed, if you're speaking out, if you're involved, I mean, what does Homeland Security list as potential terrorists? Leftists, conservatives, pro-gun groups, anti-abortion groups. The entire political spectrum is listed as potential terrorists. Ron Paul meetings are infiltrated by Homeland Security and spied on. And the message to government internally is political action, political speech is evil. It's dangerous. It's terroristic. It's bad. And the attempted lesson here is political discourse, political heated debate cause this. Well, political discourse and heated political debate cause this country. Political discourse and political debate has been much more heated in the past, with members of Congress routinely shooting each other in the streets in duels. Presidents being assassinated. Members of Congress being assassinated. This is nothing new. Sure, back then you had a much better chance of being thrown from your horse. Horses did it all the time. Piece of paper blows by, they get scared, throw you off into a tree, you're dead. Do we ban riding horses? A Congress member has a much better chance statistically, hundreds and hundreds of times better. I've looked up the numbers of dying in an automobile accident or a plane crash. Do we ban planes? Do we ban cars? No. It's when you step back from it, from an unemotional position, they're talking about armored glass domes over the House and Senate so people can't shoot them from the gallery, despite the fact you go through three layers of security to get in. They're talking about Secret Service assigned to every member of Congress, their own armed Praetorian Guard at their houses, at their offices. They're talking about the TSA taking on that role, which they already planned to be on the streets of America, as the guard of the Congress people. And then you know what's next, federal employees. All because a woman got shot in the face, and a girl got shot and killed, and a judge got shot and killed. No matter how much security you pile on, if somebody really wants to kill you, they're going to find out where you live or where you go, and they're going to wait and follow you and wait for their moment for years, and they're going to get you. No one is bulletproof, and the system knows that. And in many cases, political assassination is carried out by governments and then blamed on patsies. Are we going to ban Congress people riding in cars? Because that kills a lot more of them than guns. So do airplanes. All right, we're going to go to John, Tim, George, Shannon, Sean, and others that are patiently holding when we come back directly. I want to hear from you specifically on this political rally that blew up in their face. Kurt Nemo's got a big article out on this at Infowars.com that is very, very important, covering how this political event blew up in their face. We're going to take your phone calls, and then later in the next hour, I'm also going to expose Glenn Beck for some pretty serious chicanery.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
You know, I get so wound up when I'm talking about this because when you study advertising, psychological warfare, propaganda, it's so staged and blatant. And I'm listening to talk radio this morning, even conservative talk shows, They're debating whether that was a staged rally, whether that was a DNC production. Of course it was, with the T-shirts and the teleprompters and Obama. Oh, I've just gotten word. She's opened her eyes. And it's almost like he's the great shaman that caused it to happen. I'm going to your calls, but I got so wound up last segment, I said that I would get to this clip of A Scanner Darkly, and I never got to it. It's a short clip of one scene. But now this is being blamed. A rotoscoped film dealing with mind control. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets. Can't you figure this out?
Look around you. Look how far we've come. Humanity wasn't meant to live like this. Our every waking moment, trapped and traced and scanned. It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you. Stop selling out your own species.
And that's enough. And then Winona Ryder pulls up and asks him if he wants a ride while Keanu Reeves is watching this happen. And there were some other little scenes where I pop up on TV screens. I'm like the prophet, but they cut those out of the film. I'm told they're on the extras. I've never gotten – actually, I have the DVD, but I've never gone and looked for other scenes I'm in. You'd think I'd do that. I'm just so busy fighting the New World Order. But great film produced by Tommy Pallotta, directed by Richard Linklater. And I guess there is an anti-government message there. I'm out there saying the government's dealing drugs, and then the government pulls up and takes me to jail like they would do in China. So I guess that's anti-American to have an anti-authoritarian message. I guess it's wrong that people are questioning Gulf of Tonkin, even though it's admitted that it was a staged event and didn't happen to get us into Vietnam. It's unpatriotic to read the declassification. No. The North Vietnamese attacked our ship. Vietnam was good. And if you go with that, then you've got to think every government's good. So Mao Zedong is good. And I guess you've got to believe Hitler. Nope. The communist firebombed the Reichstag, and the Fuhrer had to do that to keep Deutschland safe. I don't question government. Together we thrive. By shutting our mouths and not being angry and not speaking out, we thrive. Unbelievable. John in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm a longtime show listener. I listen almost every day. I've never felt compelled to call, but this T-shirt business, I own a T-shirt company. It'd be absolutely impossible to get that amount of T-shirts in a two-day period. Period. This thing happened over the weekend. They would have to order these things on Monday. They wouldn't be delivered till Tuesday. And the biggest order I ever had was 4,000 shirts. It took a week to print those.
Well, how big of an operation are you?
Two small presses, but you can't turn around something around that fast. I mean, I've worked in screenwriting.
No. We tried to rush things out even with giant companies, and they, you know, it takes time for them to get it, design it, check it. Even if you're right on top of it, it would take, with the biggest companies, 2.5-3 days to get this done. And so that means instantly they hit the ground going, okay, let's go ahead and roll out the 2012 election slogan, Together We Thrive. Hope and change to Together We Thrive. And I have no doubt from the evidence that they, day one, you know, by Saturday night, they said, okay, he'll come to town, he'll do a memorial, get the T-shirts ready, we're really going to use this. He can pose as our savior, he can bring us together, and he can admonish us not to criticize government because that caused it. Stay there, John. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.